To work out how much light had escaped, locked up in a single photon, Einstein used a remarkable discovery he had made while still a clerk at the patent office in Bern. Energy is mass, and mass is energy. This astonishing spin-off from his work on relativity was captured by Einstein in his simplest and most famous equation, E equals mc squared, where E is energy, m is mass, and c is the speed of light. By weighing the box of light before and after the photon escapes, it is easy to work out the difference in mass. Although such a staggeringly small change was impossible to measure using equipment available in 1930, in the realm of the thought experiment, it was child's play. Using E equals mc squared to convert the quantity of missing mass into an equivalent amount of energy, it was possible to calculate precisely the energy of the escaped photon. The time of the photon's escape was known via the laboratory clock being synchronized with the one inside the light box controlling the shutter. It appeared that Einstein had conceived an experiment capable of measuring simultaneously the energy of the photon and the time of its escape with a degree of accuracy proscribed by Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. It was quite a shock for Bohr, recalled the Belgian physicist Leon Rosenfeld, who had recently begun what turned into a long-term collaboration with the Dane. He did not see the solution at once. While Bohr was desperately worried by Einstein's latest challenge, Pauli and Heisenberg were dismissive. "Ah, well, it will be all right. It will be all right," they told him. During the whole evening, he was extremely unhappy, going from one to the other and trying to persuade them that it couldn't be true, that it would be the end of physics if Einstein were right, recalled Rosenfeld. But he couldn't produce any refutation. Rosenfeld was not invited to Solvay 1930, but had traveled to Brussels to meet Bohr. He never forgot the sight of the two quantum adversaries heading back to the Hotel Metropole that evening. Einstein, a tall, majestic figure walking quietly, with a somewhat ironical smile on his face, and Bohr trotting near him, very excited, ineffectually pleading that if Einstein's device would work, it would mean the end of physics. For Einstein, it was neither an end nor a beginning. It was nothing more than a demonstration that quantum mechanics was inconsistent and therefore not the closed and complete theory that Bohr claimed. His latest thought experiment was simply an attempt to rescue the kind of physics that aimed to understand an observer-independent reality. A photograph shows Einstein and Bohr walking together, but slightly out of step. Einstein is just ahead as if trying to flee. Bohr, mouth open, is hurrying to keep pace. He leans toward Einstein, desperate to make himself heard. Despite having his coat draped over his left arm, Bohr gestures with his left forefinger to emphasize whatever point he is trying to make. Einstein's hands are by his side, one clutching a briefcase and the other a possible victory cigar. As he listens, Einstein's mustache fails to hide the half-knowing smile of a man who thinks he has just gained the upper hand. That evening, said Rosenfeld, Bohr looked like a dog who has received a thrashing.